AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Quarterback Tom Brady is still appealing his four-game suspension for a scheme to use deflated footballs in the AFC Championship game. But New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft says he won't appeal NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's punishment.
I'm going to accept reluctantly what he has given to us and not continue this dialogue and rhetoric. And we won't appeal.
AP's NFL writer Barry Wilner reports the decision not to appeal fits in with Kraft's approach to league issues.
He is a team player when it comes to items like this that affect the entire league, the league's rules, and certainly the NFL's integrity. So I'm not surprised he did this. I kind of believed he would address the owners and say that he was going to back off, if you will.
The NFL is fining the Patriots $1 million and forcing them to give up two draft choices for their role in using underinflated footballs in that championship game. Hillary Rodham Clinton is urging the State Department to speed up the release of 55,000 pages of emails from her time as Secretary of State. During a campaign stop today in Iowa, she said, quote, "I want those emails out." AP correspondent Ken Thomas reports the rolling release of those emails shouldn't have much of an impact on her presidential campaign.
Most voters have a very strong opinion about Hillary Clinton, and new information in these emails probably not going to push people one way or the other that much. I think it's a small victory for the Clinton campaign because it avoids having this held over their heads and the potential for some big blockbuster release that we didn't have down the road.
But the slow drip could affect her efforts to put the issue at rest. This is AP Radio News. The Senate is going to vote on legislation that would end the National Security Agency's collection of phone records.
The Patriot Act expires in 2 weeks, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is among those favoring an extension with no changes. That would keep intact the provision that allows the bulk collection of Americans' phone records.
Letting it expire is not a responsible thing to do.
But McConnell plans to let the Senate vote on the bill that was passed by the House. It would end the NSA's collection and storage of the phone records, but the agency could get them from the phone company on a case-by-case basis. That's the approach that the administration favors. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Authorities are weighing whether criminal charges are warranted against a 17-year-old Montana boy who fired a bullet through his bedroom window, killing his friend in a case that an investigator calls an accident. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.